Welcome to Sarah's Secrets with your host, Sarah Winchester, and her co-host, Magic Mike, only on Easy Way Broadcasting.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Hello, this is Magic Mike, and sad to say that Sarah Winchester is not in studio today. She is apparently out there partying. No, she's actually on a business trip for the show in St. Bart's. So she's enjoying the sun and the 80-plus degree weather, getting that caramel tan on, and probably spending a bunch of money like a housewife does. Being typical OC, laying in the sun, ordering drinks, having a blast and whatnot. She was supposed to be on the show with us from St. Bart's, but there were some technical difficulties being able to get her on air. So you guys have me today, Magic Mike. I'm your host. You can follow me on Twitter, at Magic Mike Coho. Also, there's a lot of clapping, which is awesome, so I guess everybody's loving me out there today. But, so Sarah's gone. She's doing her thing out there. I did speak to her today, and she wanted me to let everybody know that she misses everybody on the show. She wishes she could be here, and she's got so many juicy details. She's ran into so many celebrities on her trip. She's out there, you know, hustling and bustling with all of the best, and she's with a lot of the housewives. So I'm excited to see what she has to say next week about who she's talked to, what drama's been going on, and kind of just catching up with that. So I threw some last-minute stuff together because I was expecting Sarah to be on here. I was like, hey, what are we going to do today's show? So I took it upon myself to kind of say, hey, I'm going to talk about what I like talking about today. So I know everybody out there most likely is into reality shows. A, you're tuning in because of Sarah's Secret. She was on the Orange County Housewives, and we know of her with her Bogate scandal. I'm really big into reality TV. I'm really big into TV in general. I watch TV a lot, so obviously I know what's going on with TV and celebrity gossip, because that's kind of my job here, is to keep up with all the latest trends. So a couple things I wanted to talk about was there's been so many new TV shows on that I'm like, how do people set their DVR to max out watching all of these shows? I mean, there's the craziest stuff on TV that I'm like, how did this even happen? How did someone cast this as a show? Like, what were people thinking? Well, first off, some of these shows obviously are huge and people are saying, well, I know why they were casted, but the new shows that you guys are probably watching out there is The Bad Girls Club. That is such a huge show that's been on for several years, and they keep on casting so many different states. It's crazy. Right now they're casting for Bad Girls Atlanta, and I know why they did that. You guys all know Atlanta Housewives is off the chain, crazy drama from beginning to end episode. I think it's probably like the number one. Actually, Andy Cohen did say it is the number one housewife show that he has in this whole network of housewife shows that he's created. So why not bring the Bad Girls Club, more fist fighting, more crazy girls going psycho? You know what I always liked on the Bad Girls Club is how every episode there's a fist fight, a hair pulling, some girl saying, oh, no, you didn't, and just getting all up in everybody's grill. And from what I know from being on sets of reality TV shows, they love to, like, party before and then start filming, because that's when you get the juiciest of juiciest drama. Allegedly, they probably party before. I've just seen it firsthand on my own being there, but I'm pretty sure that half the time on these girl fights, it's been something that's been worked up prior to being filmed. Another reality show that's getting ready to air early this year in the next, you know, 30 to 60 days is Love and Hip Hop New York. That actually looks like a really, really, really good show for everybody out there that's into reality TV shows. It just looks like it has to do with influential people in hip hop, kind of different stories of all of them in each episode. So if you guys are into hip-hop music, which a lot of people are, I'm really into hip-hop music, you're probably going to see a lot of hip-hop artists on different episodes of The Love and Hip Hop New York. So that's a couple that I wanted to bring out there that I thought was a little bit something to talk about. Maybe you guys are like, that really wasn't something to talk about, but hey, it was for me. Okay, now we all want to know, how do these reality shows get out there? Well, obviously it's called Something Casting. I, being in LA, I'm always seeing casting signs. I have a lot of casting director friends who are shooting me a tweet or shooting me a Facebook and text, blasting it out there saying, we have a casting for this type of show. So how it happens, everybody out there in other states that aren't aware of how reality shows happen, it's not just some directors knocking on someone's door saying, hey, you look like you'd be great for a reality TV show. It actually is a lot of work. They post castings with specific networks. They'll even post it. If you Google how to be casted, or not how to be casted, but 2013 castings for reality TV shows, you're going to find a bunch of websites with how and what's being casted out there and how you can submit to be casted. So here's some funny ones, or not funny, but here's some funny yet interesting ones that I saw of how, I would say, not desperate but very creative that some casting directors and networks out there are getting to get new shows on there. Networks, A, and just to have new blood into a creativity outlet that sometimes get exhausted and people need to think of new stuff. So there's one called Living Latina Loca, and basically they are now casting Latina princesses, they say, who have style, heat, sex appeal, and a lot of drama. And basically it just sounds like, let's get a lot of crazy Latinas on there so they can go buck wild at their quinceañeras and all of their backyard barbecues. Because I'm Latin, so I go to a lot of quinceañeras personally, and I go to a lot of backyard barbecues, and they have a lot of drama and a lot of corona. But speaking of Living Latina, we actually have on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network, which is what you're listening to Sarah's Secrets on, there is a new show coming out every Thursday called Jackie Vida Loca. She's a comedian. You should check it out. It's every Thursday at 3 p.m. So you guys might like that if you're loving comedian, if you're loving the comedian Latina aspect, which we all know George Lopez. He's hilarious. So you guys might actually enjoy that and might be living a little more La Vida Loca. So you know what I'm saying? So with that, that's just one that I probably will go cast myself and maybe dress up with some hoop earrings, my aquanet hair, my black eyeliner, and see if they'll think that I'm a Latina princess. So let's see if I can pass for that. I'll let you guys know how that goes. Another one is, I think, kind of personally kind of lame. It's called My Ghost Story. It's another one of those ghost stories on A&E that they're trying to cast for, where someone tells them how, oh my gosh, I saw a ghost under my bed once, and I want to be on TV for it. I see a lot of those, like, My Ghost Story ones, and I'm like, are those real? Are those not real? I mean, I believe in ghosts, but sometimes they're so far-fetched that I look at it and say, wow, someone really thought this could go on TV, or wow, they really believe that this person in Kentucky saw a ghost dog running and then they decided to keep it. Like, I saw this episode where this lady somewhere in the Midwest saw a ghost dog and she believed it was really there and no one else could see it. She decided to keep the ghost dog, and she's been living 7 years with this ghost dog. She feeds it, she bathes it, she has a name for it, she has it sit on her lap, and so she's like in random people's homes saying, oh, is it okay if I bring my dog? And they're like, sure. So she comes over with this like fake dog, and oh, come in, sweetie, and people are staring at this like nothing, like, who are you talking to? Oh, it's my dog, Sparky. And they're like, there's nothing there. Oh, no, don't say that. He's real sensitive. And asking for food for the dog. I mean, it was just totally wild and crazy. But anyways, A&E is casting for another My Ghost Story. Maybe I should just, you know, make up some crazy story about how I've got some ghost in my closet that I already came out of and looking to get this casted on air. So anyways, kind of crazy, but whatever. Hopefully Sparky and that girl, maybe you'll get some more castings for some other ghost stories since she's got a ghost dog that she's been living with for 8 years. Now, Millionaire Matchmaker, which we all love that show, is casting again, looking for people who are rich and single. So basically, that's half of Beverly Hills and most of L.A. So people out there, if you're rich and single and you want to go on TV to try to find that one love that's not looking for money, then that's probably the place to not go. Because to me, that just seems like someone that is desperate to find somebody and they are really, really, really needing somebody. So they might as well go on air and try to find that one person who is like, I'm not looking for money. I'm not looking for fame. I'm just looking to be loved. Yeah, right, sweetie. You're probably looking for the next meal ticket. But anyways, I love that show. I love, love, love the host. She is hilarious. And congrats to her, Patty. She actually recently lost a bunch of weight, looks amazing, and has a great time with her show and has made a huge success out of Millionaire Matchmaker. So all those rich guys and rich women out there, if you're wanting to find somebody, go get casted. And all those single ladies and single men who want a millionaire, go on the casting site to submit your picture because they're probably looking for only fine and hot people. So better get to the gym. So, like I said, they're also now having more Bad Girls Club tryouts. So if you know how to fight and you are a street smarts girl and you like to pull your hair up in a bun and you carry razor blades in your hair, you should try out for Bad Girls Club. Another crazy one that actually I don't think is crazy, but it is a little bit boring. The Travel Channel is having Trip Flip. It's basically kind of sucks. You plan a vacation to wherever. Let's say St. Bart's, where Sarah Winchester of the Orange County Housewives is. Plan a trip to St. Bart's and you get on the plane and they're like, just kidding, you're not going to St. Bart's, you're going to some random place that you didn't even desire to go to, and they're flipping your trip with someone else and basically having you on TV to see how you're going to like flipping it and blah, blah, blah. You probably get a free trip out of it, so hey, maybe I would end up doing it after all. Last but not least that I want to talk about before we have to go to a commercial break. Okay. We all like Hoarders. If you don't like Hoarders, you've got to watch Hoarders. It's a really crazy show. The craziest people, they collect cats, squirrels, and small babies in their house. But and just the most randomest stuff that you would just be like, how did you not know there was 10 gallons of poop under that blanket for 5 years? But anyways, they're having another show calling it it is called Is Your Collection Taking Over Your Life? Basically what it is if you collect memorabilia of whatever, Elvis, Marilyn Monroe, the craziest things, and you have enough of it, you should try to go to this casting. And if you're a hoarder, that hoarder's memorabilia, and you couldn't make the cut for Hoarders, maybe you'll make the cut for this. It's a show about people that just collect items of a memorabilia. So I don't know if I would watch it, but I'm sure they're going to make it very interesting of just people collecting the most randomest stuff. And you're probably like, okay, whatever. But they'll probably make it very interesting. So that's just a couple of my now what they're casting for in LA. For everybody out there who doesn't know how to get casting stuff, just Google casting calls, or castingcalls.com is a site, and you can find out how. So we're going to go to a small break, and don't forget to check out a lot of our shows on the Easy Way Broadcast. You can follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and when I get back, I'll kind of go over what new shows are on the Easy Way Broadcast, and then we have some celebrity gossip. You guys just hold on a minute. We're going to a commercial.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Thank you, everybody, for returning to Sarah's Secret. So thank you so much for the commercial break. And we all just want to give one more shout-out to Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. Definitely follow that, because the reason why I keep on talking about it is you'll be able to get all of our shows that we have Monday through Sunday. There's some amazing shows out there that the Easy Way Broadcast, you know, keeps on creating and adding to their roster. Just want to go down the list so you guys know what we have on air. You obviously have Sarah's Secrets. This time, 3 p.m. every Wednesday, every Tuesday. There's even sports for people that are into sports and music. With Mo Egger, he is on at 2 p.m. on Tuesdays. Thursdays, like I said, Jackie Vida Loca. She's one of those amazing Latina comedians, which I think I'm going to be tuning into that one Tuesday at 3. Saturday, you guys all know Shane Sparks on. He's a choreographed so many people in the business. He has his own show every Saturday at 2. And then Easy Talk is every Friday at 2 p.m. He has amazing guests on. He obviously is the one that makes all this happen for our network and is an amazing person. So you should definitely check out his show every Friday at 2 p.m. And then on Sunday, there's the Rosman Experience at 4 p.m. And you guys can go to easywaybroadcast.com to be able to check out all of the shows. So now we're going to get ready to jump into the celebrity gossip, but we were talking about casting calls, and I just can't get over this because I'm such a TV person, and I could probably talk about TV for days, and I was going to go off about how I'm so pissed that they canceled so many of my favorite shows on TV, but that would just take me like 6 more hours, and then I would probably cry through some of it, and then I would need a tissue, and then I'd probably have to go get a drink and calm down because I'm mad about one of my shows they took off the air, because I'm the kind of person that I watch a show, I get so into it, I tweet and Facebook and blog about it, and then when it's off the air, I'm just completely devastated. But L.A., you guys, they're also one last casting. They're casting for brides in L.A., and they're looking for nightmare brides. Basically, they're looking for the craziest women out there that are about to get married, which I would say is 99.9% of the women. They want to see all of your bride drama. They want to see the parts of, I can't fit into my dress, or I'm too big, or I'm too skinny, or my makeup's too dark, or my bridesmaid's a B-I-T-C-H, or I'm not happy with the ring size. At the end of the day, they just want all that drama, and I hope it doesn't follow up with the bride just got divorced episode, because half the crazy brides on TV, I wonder if their like weddings even lasted. So anyways, on to other stuff. Obviously, a lot of our gossip is stuff that everybody's already known out there, but it's just me kind of giving my own personal thought on it. My own like craziness of like, what do we all really think, but we all really don't say when we, you know, see in the tabloids of stuff, or my kind of like, hey, guess what happened to this person? They just had a baby, and kind of like, you know, kudos to them. But, you know, starting off good, and then I'll end with the crazy bad, or the crazy like, girl, I told you. You know, Adele just had her little baby, and there's pictures online at celebritygossip.net, an adorable little baby boy. Adele looks the same, and I think she's the bomb. Her story is she got out of college, at a performing arts college, got a recording deal that summer, and she has a story of her very first song that basically came out, hit number one in the U.S., she had no idea it hit number one. She was flying from the UK out to LA, got off the plane, paparazzi were everywhere. She did not even have this type of fame in the UK before she had landed into the US. So she gets on board in the UK kind of like No one knows me. I'm standing in line. Here's my ticket, stewardess. Oh, can I have a bag of peanuts? Sure, ma'am. You only get one. Oh, I'm Adele. Who? So she gets off the plane in L.A., and she's like, hi, I'm Adele. Can I have another bag of peanuts to go? And they're probably like, oh, my God, Adele? Like, everybody knew who Adele was. She said it was just crazy. She had to go get a house. Not quite sure where. It was on 2020. She had so much paparazzi. She had to go get her own little house on this hill with all these security guards around it because she was that famous overnight in her eyes from landing in going from the UK landing in LA. So kudos to her. Just had her baby. I think that's awesome to be able to be a working woman out there in this huge, huge industry and someone as big as her to be able to actually settle down, get married and have a kid and try to have a normal life. We all know Selena Gomez and Justin. I don't even know if they're back together again. They were back together. Don't know if they broke up again or whatnot. Have no idea. But it's so funny. Online, the only thing they could find about Selena Gomez and Justin is, like, there's something on feeding her hankering over a burger and fries. She stops by McDonald's drive-thru and goes buck wild and orders everything on the menu. First off, I doubt that's even true. Secondly, it's like, can you guys get some more juicy gossip about Selena Gomez? I mean, she orders a Big Mac and you guys like act like it's like something to post on the internet, which I think is completely lame and whack, but whatever. Now, American Idol's about to premiere, I think, in the next week. I don't know the exact date, but I'm pretty sure it's premiering sometime this month, very, very soon, because I'm seeing the previews. But everybody is interviewing Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey over their feud. I personally think that feud is all made up so, you know, American Idol can be back on top again because Ryan Seacrest is probably tripping that it's not anymore. But anyways, so Nicki Minaj was on not David Letterman because he's not on anymore. She was on one of those shows. Oh, Jay Leno. She was on the Jay Leno show last night, and he asked her about the feud. And basically, she confirmed it's 100% true. They were feuding. It's two divas, blah, 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 blah. She is probably one of the coolest people, but also one of the weirdest people I've ever met. I've actually experienced meeting her. I have a tanning salon in West Hollywood, and she came in several times to get airbrushed from one of our airbrush artists. And I talked her head off for like 45 minutes, and she looked at me, her eyes crossed, and she just walked out the door like, this boy is tripping. And I was so obsessed with her, and she completely knew it. As fast as I'm talking right now, that's as fast as I was talking to her, so she couldn't even get another word in. But she confirmed the feud is legit. She had a cute pink dress on, her pink lipstick, which is her trademark, her natural blonde hair down to her butt, completely natural. Anyway, so, girl, I hope you guys keep on feuding because it'll help the ratings on American Idol and you all could have make Ryan Seacrest completely happy and put some more extra ching-ching in your bling-bling pocket. So, another cool thing is Amber Rose, which I hope you guys know who she is. She's a beautiful, she does like a vodka commercial for one of the vodka lines out there. She's married to some guy and they said she was dating and she's now gotten married like over the weekend and they're making a big deal about it on the internet. And I'm like thinking, there's another thing. We have nothing to talk about online, so we want to talk about someone who is like big but got married to a longtime boyfriend. Like, that's not a surprise. I would hope after a long time you guys would get married. So Amber Rose, I think she's really pretty with that whole shaved head look she's going for. I consider trying a shaved head and dyeing my hair blonde once, but people thought I just looked kind of like partially albino because I've got really pale skin, so it didn't really work out for me. But anyways, so J-Lo in the recent award shows, the Golden Globes, I'm assuming the last couple nights there was the Golden Globes on, J-Lo had the bombest outfit on. I hope you guys also agree on that. It was like a nude silhouette. You could see through parts of it, but it was really the material that they matched to her skin tone. She looked like a full-on Latina Barbie doll. I was obsessed with the outfit and obsessed with her. And if you guys notice in all of the pictures, if you do like the wide, if you take the picture back out and see everybody around her, there's her cute little 23-year-old boyfriend in his like white tuxedo top, like, hey, honey, do you need another mint? Or, hey, honey, what should I do for you? Or, hey, honey, can I get, like, another million in my bank account? Because you know that, like, 23, 24-year-old boy is, like, cute, but she's working it, and she does not even care, which I am, like, that you go, girl, for doing that, because that's just bomb that you can be that age, have twins, you were married to Mark Anthony, blah, 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 and now I want to be with a 23-year-old for a while. That's what I would do if I was J-Lo. Hey, work the body, work the booty, go girl. So anyways, I liked her outfit. I like her boyfriend. Don't know if they'll last. I hope they do, but you know how the celebrity business works. Anyways, so another thing that, did you guys all see out there in the news this week how Lindsay Lohan is obviously always in the news, which is old news and new news and recent news, and there's going to be a lot more news about her, but her mom, which is obviously was like trying to be the Kim Kardashian's mother of back, you know, a few years ago, it didn't really work out for Lindsay's mom, which is Dina Lohan. She needed to make whatever appearance that she needed to make because she hasn't been in the tabloids lately. She throws all of her abused pictures out on the media and gets all these interviews about how her husband abused her. They're all over. She was on every newscast. I'm like, that's sad, yes, that she that if that was a, you know, true, and she claims it was 100% true and everybody's defending themselves in the Lohan house. But it's like, will you guys just leave the Lohan name alone? Let Lindsay go through what she needs to go through. Leave the family out of it. Stop trying to make everybody in their family famous, because it's worked for Lindsay, and I know she'll get her career back, and I know she's an amazing actress, but y'all are just tripping. It's basically it. I'm going on about something. Y'all are just tripping. So leave Lindsay's family alone, and Dina, just go kick it in your New York house. But I want to talk about them again. I'm done talking about them, but I want to bring them back up again. We all saw in the tabloids, and it was all over the internet, and it was all over TMZ. Lindsay is supposedly sober, which I'm sure she is. Mm-hmm. Anyways, her and her mom were out in London for New Year's Eve, and there's pictures everywhere on the internet of them coming out of a London restaurant Saturday night of New Year's Eve. And, I mean, y'all need to go to radaronline.com. It's one of the very first ones they posted on January 1st. But they look like they had a lot of fun and like they were completely sober, and that they were drinking water all night with a twist of lime and lemon and a little bit of Ciroc. I mean, allegedly. But, yeah, they had an amazing night, it looks like, and I'm sure they were heading home and going to watch some really cute Ryan Seacrest specials of the New Year's dropping of the ball. But, you know, I would think that's what they were doing, and that's what I would hope they were doing. So that's really it that I have. I can probably keep on going on about that more, or I can keep on going on about other random crap. But today's show is only a half an hour. So we miss Sarah. We love Sarah. We are all about Sarah Winchester. She's beautiful, and she's probably having so much fun right now, and she's probably going to listen to this tonight and be like, Magic Mike, you just rambled and rambled and rambled and rambled and rambled and rambled. But at the end of the day, I love doing this show. I'm all about Sarah's Secrets. You could follow me at Magic Mike Coho, like, you know, ho, like I'm hoeing it, but it's Coho without the E at the end, or at Sarah's Secrets, and always follow at Easy Way Broadcast to get all of our shows on the Easy Way Broadcast Network, to get all of the ones I listed. You guys really need to check out Jackie Zeta Loca. Like, I'm really keep on looking at that, and I'm like, oh, I love my Latina comedians, you know. Like I said, I'm going to come with my bottle of Aquanet, my black eyeliner on, and my hair up in a bun, so you guys better watch out, because I'll be there, and I'll be at that Living La Vida Latina casting call at the end of this month. So thanks to everybody out there for listening, and I really hope that I was able to make this show fun for you guys today. Next week, we'll be back with Sarah Winchester, and we'll be announcing our guests probably starting in the next couple of days for next week. So you guys have an amazing week, and thank you so much for tuning in. Bye. Have a great rest of the week.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Thank you.